Hi, I'm Mira Nair, and I'm here with All History Summer School, and we are at Kite's Nest in Hudson Town, and I'm here with Tahira Sayeda, and I'm going to do an oral history interview, which will go into the Hudson archives. Today is July 1st, 2016, and Tahira, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Tahira. Tahira Sayeda, that's my full name. My family, my own family, where I live, I come from a Muslim family. And my mom, my dad, I have two sisters, one brother. One sister is older than me, one sister is younger than me. My brother, he's the youngest final brother in the family. And in my family, actually I could describe them as quite crazy though, but other times we're peace, other times we're crazy if we don't get things done on time. And me and my younger sister recently graduated, but I was kind of sad that I had basically my whole family there, but my dad didn't get a chance to see me in my graduation suit because he was in the hospital. And struggle because I had a lot of ups and downs, and there was few things that I felt it feels kind of incomplete when you don't have your own family around. And it's just there's other things you have to take care of. And Wahida, that's her name. We have a rhyme scheme. Wahida, Tahira, Famida. Mother doesn't rhyme. And Wahida, she's the oldest one in the family. Younger age, she actually took responsibilities. Although it's just I'm the one who's always hiding my love from the whole family when I love them so much. It's just I don't show it. She works hard. She has a job. And she's she takes a lot of responsibilities, and I'm kind of learning from her and my mom. It's just there's so many things that I'm still learning. I'm still a teenager. I'm still a kid. But it's just other times I feel I'm kind of off. I don't really fit into society as much. When I was in high school, it was high school, middle school. The experience of being bullied was the toughest thing that I went through. I felt I literally gave up my own life. How I was gonna get through, because I just literally gave up. I just ate junk food, didn't care. Now I'm now I'm really calmed down, settled. Now I'm starting to get it. I do have a point in life, but it's just I need to start off in a smooth start. And God actually is the one who led me to Operation Unite, because I had low self-esteem and I wanted to get out of it, but I didn't know how. So it's just when I worked there, my first time meeting Miss Mosley, that's what I call her, but her full name is Elena Mosley. She's a wonderful person I actually worked with. There's another person that I also worked with her. She was also there. Her name is Miss Bernadette Martin. She's also a wonderful person to work with in Operation Unite. I was I didn't know how I was gonna get myself out. And Miss Gail Wheeler, she was a person that I actually told my bully when I was bullied. I didn't know how she somehow managed me to get me out of there. Also, when I actually told my feeling out in Operation, I felt I was so free, because I was so clutched in between that. It was just why am I always looking back? I should look forward in life.